Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're ever in the area of Castletown Bear in West Cork, a remarkable building has just opened its doors there. A Tibetan temple perched on the cliff. Malcolm McClancy is Centre Director of the Dzogchen Bera. Good afternoon to you, Malcolm.
Hello.
How are you? Yeah. How long has the planning for this building been in the works?
Well, it's probably, you could say 50 years, Sean, or longer, because the first people to come here were a couple called Peter and Harriet Cornish, and they had searched the length and breadth of the UK to find a spot where they wanted to build a retreat centre, a refuge from the madness of the modern world for people of all religions and none. And they couldn't really find what they were looking for. So somebody said, why don't you try Ireland? So they came over and they found their way to Bera. And in 1974, they bought the 150 acres of rugged land and a few ruins that was going to become Dzogchen Bera. But it was always Peter's wish in particular. He had an interest in Tibetan Buddhism, and it was always part of his vision to have a temple at this retreat centre.
Yeah, and so I think you were kind of somewhat interrupted by the financial crash and various other things like that before you actually got as far as being able to construct it. Who designed the building?
The building was designed by an architect called Giles Oliver, who sadly passed away in 2019, so he didn't actually see the finished building. But he had studied with some of the greatest Tibetan masters of our time, and he had built retreat centres for them and advised on temples. So he had heard from them the best way to do things. And then we also received advice from Tibetan masters who visited Dzogchen Bera in terms of geomancy, what was the best location for the temple and what was the best shape for the building to take. But it's essentially, it's a traditional Tibetan temple or monastery. That's the form.
Yeah, though and part of the reason why I asked that question is that obviously in Asia, where you'd see a lot of Tibetan temples, the climate's quite different to what you might encounter in Castletown Bear of a windy March day kind of thing. So did you have to take that into account in terms of its design?
Yeah, to say the least, because the Tibetan plateau would be a very arid climate, and we're in a very saline marine environment here. And so in terms of the building material, so it's got a traditional copper roof, but what we've used is a copper alloy, a zinc copper alloy. And Leon Rossiter, who's one of my fellow directors here, and he was the project manager, he tried different materials and left them out on the cliff for a number of years to see which one would stand up best. And this one, it will keep its shine. Sometimes it'll go a bit matte, but then the hail will wash it off, mm-hmm. and it'll sparkle again. And then the paints we've used lighthouse paint for the white walls, and then we're using boat paint for the coloured ornamentation on the exterior. And and it's all held together by a massive steel ring beam. It's our architect engineers were DMCA from Bantry, Gavin and Dearman McCarthy there. But it was all held really by Brian Murphy, who's a local building contractor, Bera Building Services. And as much as we could, we used people within Cork and Irish materials in the construction.
Yeah, it's an incredibly beautiful building. You mentioned geomancy there. So the location and maybe the aspect of the building, are those factors important too?
Very, very important. And it's said that some temples will be of benefit to the benefactors, the people who funded them, others to the people in the immediate region. But we were advised by the Tibetan masters who visited here that this particular location, it's really at the southwestern tip of Europe, that this has a very powerful potential to bring benefit to the whole world, really. And what they said, their words were to protect against warfare and against famine and against epidemics. So we could use some of that, really. So that's what they said about this location. And I think people had recognised that before. If you think 1,000 years ago, monks went out to the Skelligs, which for them was the edge of the world, really, you know. And they felt the power of that location. And we can see the Skelligs from close to here. And then not so long ago, the Last Jedi was out there at the edge of the universe on the Skelligs where they were shooting Star Wars. So the area has a particular power, which I think anybody who's been here can feel.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, like, you have been a Buddhist for many years, but you were kind of trekking around the world, and then you realised that what you were looking for was in West Cork. where there has been a community for some time.
Yeah, very much. I was traveling in India and, you know, like a lot of young women and men in their 20s, I was trying to discover what the meaning of life was. I was active politically as well. And I came to, I read a book called The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by a Tibetan Lama called Sogyal Rinpoche, who was the spiritual director of the center here. And inspired by that, I came to visit the center and I did a weekend on compassion. And that just completely opened my heart and gave me a fresh perspective. And one of the things was, you know, the way you'd say, how are you doing, Sean? And you say, I'm grand. You know, we're all grand. And I actually realized on that weekend, I wasn't grand, you know, in some fundamental way. Even though I was a happy-go-lucky, freedom-loving spirit, there was something that wasn't really grand. And on that retreat, I realized this is an experience that, you know, everybody shares at some level, and that there are tools and methods through meditation and contemplations that you can really begin to work with your mind, understand your thinking patterns, understand your emotions in a way that helps you be less a victim of yourself in a way, and you can find a freedom.
Yeah, and for now, the temple, what kinds of things is it going to be used for? Is it mostly retreats and the like, such as you just described?
Yes, it'll be. We've had a very open public program here for about the last 30 years. And there were many people, I was telling a researcher earlier on, who would see Dzogchen Bera as their spiritual home, who would not identify as Buddhist in any way, but they use Buddhist methods and techniques in their daily lives. And it helps them to find more stability and more happiness and peace in their lives. So the vast majority of people who come here would not be Buddhists, and most of our retreats are open to everybody. So it's meditation, compassion, loving kindness, meditation in action, such as walking retreats or calligraphy retreats. And we also have professional trainings, accredited professional trainings in topics such as compassionate end-of-life care. So we offer a range of workshops and retreats throughout the year, and everybody's welcome. With that, we will continue to be inviting the greatest Tibetan masters of our time, and we look forward to them teaching in the temple. And there's other retreats that are more Buddhist-y for Buddhists.
Yes, okay. And you kind of mentioned the great Buddhist masters. Are they kind of universally agreed on who are the greatest ones, or are there, if you like, slightly different schools of thought?
There are different schools and there are different lineages, but across the lineages, the qualities of a master will be recognized and they'll be evaluated by who their master is and how they live their lives and the quality of their teachings. So it's a very ecumenical outlook generally. I mean, as with all world faiths, there are different shades within that. But certainly our tradition comes from what's called the Rime tradition, which is ecumenical, which is open to all lineages. And we invite Tibetan Buddhist teachers from different lineages here and also Buddhist teachers from different traditions.
Yeah. And you, obviously meditation, you've mentioned that a few times. You also mentioned things like calligraphy. So is there an element of people will come there to do things rather than necessarily just be engaging in meditation?
Yes, because very much the point of meditation is not really just to sit in meditation, but the point of meditation is to come to understand your mind and how you are, how your emotions are, in a way that allows you to bring that understanding into activity, into your daily life, so that you can, you know, bring your meditation off the cushion into your daily life. So we have retreats which focus on that, on integrating your experience of meditation, bringing that and sustaining that mindfulness and awareness and sense of ease into your activities.
Yeah. And so when Buddhist masters come to visit, are they freezing when they arrive here, or do you have to warn them in advance or have a big coat waiting for them?
Well, it's been amazing. We had our first public retreat here last weekend. We had 260 people in the temple and we had a great Tibetan master, Ringu Tuka Rinpoche, was here. And the weather was incredible. It was, at, absolutely gorgeous, surreal for a week. But yeah, obviously it changes a lot in Ireland, and maybe more so in West Cork. And a lot of the masters would have been raised as refugees in India, and some of them in South India. So yeah, it's a little bit chilly here sometimes for them, but we turn on the heat. And the temple is triple glazed, and we have underfloor heating, and we have air to water heating. So it's it was amazing before even the heat was on. Even in the winter, it was pleasant in there.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It sounds extraordinary. Malcolm, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Malcolm McClancy there, a Centre Director of Dhogchen Barad.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.